Coming at you live, December the 14th. Actually, no, it should be December the 15th. I don't know what's going on with my watch. But, I keep on getting the date section wrong. Yeah, I've got to fix it. Went out with the work colleagues for a Christmas party. It wasn't really a party, it was just get together, meet, and had a little meal in there. Got to see my colleagues outside of work. And also got to see one of the patrol girls that does the night patrols. Name's Sammy. Cute girl, man. Yep. Recently, she went into hospital. She had some gastro fucking tendinitis or some shit. I don't know, man. Gastro tendinitis, yeah. That's what she had. Came out of hospital and yeah, looking pale as hell, this girl. So I say I'll get her some iodine, you know me? These bastard iodine companies, man. I'm putting in the orders, and then all of a sudden, when the order confirms, then they tell me, "Oh, we don't ship until like after Christmas, bitch. Why didn't you tell me before?" So, gotta wait for the shipment. Told her I'm gonna get some iodine for her. She's happy as hell. Always looks me straight in the eye, man, when we're talking. That's a sign right there. So, anyway, was thinking, man, it's been on my mind. Monero adoption. Didn't want to talk about this in public, so here I am. Because people don't know the original meaning of Web3, which meant decentralization, and that meant to be self-reliant rather than relying on the centralized organizations. Now, practically speaking, that's the legal system. That's the entire legal system that we are governed by and nourished by. Come to face it, man, we're nourished by this shit. Yep. We're condemned to be here for all eternity. Not me. So, basically, the Web3 life is extricate the system, if you really look into it. Right? The system centralized. Web3 is all about decentralization. So is extricate the system. What, you know? But now it's being turned into tokenomics, investings, price, assets, you know, all these. It should have been a tool. Cryptocurrency and even Web3, but now it's commoditized or trying to. That the greater forces are trying to commoditize Web3, which can't happen. Come on, you know. And even getting into like that mindset is difficult. That's why Monero is gonna have a hard time being adopted, because gotta go through two layers of people, man. You gotta go through the people that have to extricate the system, Web3 mind. And then after that, they gotta have the clarity to see. Still within Web3, it's a tainted landscape, you know? So many Ponzi schemes, like the Hive blockchain and the Steemit blockchain, and you know. You could say, to a sense, all blockchains are fucking scams. Because Most likely, the blockchain leader wants to bridge the gap with the legal financial system, which is the economy, or it kind of tries to go totally independent, starting from fucking nothing, which means your token's gonna worth nothing for like a long ass time. Does this man have two bikes? Rotted. Got a fucking orange one and a purple one. Shit, man. How many bikes do you need, dude? Serious. Just fucking walking with you down the road, man. So, adding to the fact that when you talk to a layman about cryptocurrency and you talk to them about, hey, you are responsible for everything you do. Here's your wallet. If you made one, here are your keys. Don't lose your keys. No, don't even give anyone your keys. And they're gonna do everything by themselves. Well, we were once our own accountants, you know? But, yeah, we like our conveniences, you know? If it's not like a one-click easy process, like spoon feeding them what to do and shit, or from a so-called established authority, they won't trust it, man. And you start talking to them about, yo, man, you should get your money out of the banks. They think you're fucking crazy. You give them all the stuff to read or the evidence that for them to peruse. Of course, they don't have to read it all or watch it all, or but it's there for them to pick and choose. They don't even fucking do that. Shit, man. You give them a few. They're not satisfied. You give them like more. They're overwhelmed. Fucking frou-frous. Fuck me. Yeah. Web3 is not doomed. It's just delayed. That should be a video. Yeah, that's a good idea. Web3 is not doomed, it's delayed. That's a good idea. Thank you for that. So, still, I'm very happy that the Monero community continues to grow. And it keeps doing this thing. Yep. Never in my life thought I would see this decentralized government or haters. Fucking hell. So basically, I would see like Monero people or the philosophy of Monero encapsulates the Web3 life. Not just in the financial sense, but privacy, that means not being forced to engage with the system, or the enemy system. Anonymity, they don't have any rights over such, so therefore you can remain anonymous, man. When it comes to rights, they don't have fucking shit rights anyway. Using the birth certificate fraud to do us in. Nah, man. That's some bullshit. I'll tell you straight up right now, listener. That's some fucking bullshit right there. What do these bastards think? You can use a piece of paper to rule us. Sniff my fucking nutsack. So I'm hoping that more and more people in the Monero community can inspire others to start really creating a local or localized circular Monero economy. That'd be great, man. Like, if you go out with a friend and He buys you food or some shit like that. Say, I'll pay you back, but in Monero. What's Monero? Look into it, bitch. That's how you can start this shit. You know? Give him a taste. Just give him a taste. That's a good idea, too. Damn, I'm on fire tonight. Think it was that chicken, man. And the smothered barbecue chicken. Barbecue smothered chicken. I don't know why it was smothered in. Maybe barbecue. But if it's barbecue, then it's like grilled or, yeah. So what's it smothered in? Barbecue. What's the barbecue? The grill. Some things are a mystery. So yeah, man, I think one of the best ways to entice people to do Monero adoption is if it has any financial benefits to them, they'll do it. Unfortunately, you know, this is the world we inhibit. People don't only do shit for gain, man. Fucking prostitutes. It's like no longer people do shit because of chivalry, you know me? Okay, no.